Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good morning. It is the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie and James Seltzer in for Joe DeCamera. Where is Joe DeCamera? Maybe we'll get into that. Maybe we won't. Potentially with Fred Barnett. Who knows? Big weekend of action. John Ritchie, your Philadelphia Phillies. How about it? Good morning, John. How you doing, pal?
Great to see you, Jimmy.
You too, pal.
The Eiffel Tower was once painted yellow.
No way. Really?
Yeah. 1899. Actually, this sounds really pretty. It was painted in a gradient of five yellow shades, from yellow-orange at the base to light yellow at the top, which is just really pretty sounding.
Sounds awesome.
1899.
Yeah.
And then,
it's a shame before it was color photos, you know?
We could get
a look at it.
I know. And then from 1907 to 1947, so for 40 years, it was painted yellow-brown, and now it's brown.
How about it?
Very just brown. I didn't know it was brown even. It just looks like iron.
Yeah, well, you think about it with the lights on at night, so you don't really think about the color as much, but how about it? There you go.
Yellow gradient Eiffel Tower. Why don't they change it back? That really does sound nice.
Sounds like a big project.
I love the gradient thing. What's that called? The Oubre? Ombre.
Not Kelly.
Ombre.
Not Kelly Oubre. No.
Not Kelly Oubre.
Okay.
Although I do like him as a player.
Yeah.
I mean, good athlete.
Sure.
Like his... Ombre. Ombre is the sunset type thing,
mm-hmm.
I think. I'm learning.
Sure.
I think we're
all learning.
Aren't we? But we're learning some things. Fashion. Is this a fashion thing?
You know what I learned this weekend, John Ritchie?
Feel fashionable?
That the Philadelphia Phillies can win a series against the New York Mets. Didn't think it was possible.
Well, at home they do.
Yeah, yeah. Look, they really obviously struggled. Lost the three against the Mets earlier this season and come off the playoff series. And look, it wasn't a perfect weekend. Obviously, we were there on Saturday. We saw what happened, but I think coming out of this weekend, we went into this series, you know, biggest series of the season, first place on the line. Both teams actually tied for first place when the series started. And look, the Phillies came out on top. They won 2 of 3. We sit here today. The Phillies are in first place in the National League East. They've played their best stretch of baseball, arguably of the season, winning, what, like 11 of 13 or something like that. John Ritchie, I ask you, as we sit here at 6 a.m. on a Monday morning, pretty much about halfway through a baseball season. How you feeling about the Phillies this morning, my friend?
Yeah, man. I'm loving life this morning, Jimmy. I feel pretty darn good about where we sit. And I think that stems initially from just the comfort of the greatness of the starting rotation. That just what that provides me, you know, going back to when we lost the World Series to the Astros, and it just felt like they were so indomitable because of their starting pitching. Just an unpierceable wall of you, there's not even defense. It's just you can't even hit them. Here we sit with four starting pitchers who, man, it is nasty. And you talk about the talented leftiness of it all too. Like I love the lefty part of baseball, being a left-hander myself, but we've got three lefties with different leftiness working for them. You know, just like, how do you prepare for the Philadelphia Phillies starting rotation? You tremble, and that feels great. 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 5, you've got an assortment. I know McGabel struggled, you know, over the weekend Saturday. But it's been a mixed bag with him thus far. We got Andrew Painter waiting in the wings. We got, remember once upon a time, Aaron Nola.
Still a member of the
Aaron
Philadelphia
Nola
Phillies,
is yeah. on our team, and he was, you know, our two for forever, or even our one once upon a time. But that goes way back. But anyway, it feels great because of the starting pitching. And it feels great because we just won by a football score. You know, you take the weekend all combined together.
I like this. 21 yeah. They won 14. By 7. It's good work.
21 to 14, man. That's an offensive explosion, if you ask me. You know, like, I'll take seven runs a game. I like that. You know, let's stay there and above, because that's when we're thriving, and we can do that. That's the beauty. With this starting rotation, with the offense just doing some stuff, which is, you know, we should be able to do that with this lineup. And I feel good. I feel good about our chances. I know baseball is as hit and miss as it gets, but we're going to be hitting a lot more than missing, offensively speaking. So I feel like you emerge from this weekend. We are now atop our division. We just, you know, bested a division foe in no small way. I mean, that was a dominant weekend. So I feel like, hey, it's a statement win. It's we are where we need to be, and we can sustain this because of that starting pitching and my belief in these lefties especially.
215-592-9494. The Phillies take 2 of 3 from the Mets, and yeah, I think when you look at this team right now, and I've been hesitant to fully buy in on this group over the last month. They lost the 9-10, had that struggle, and have really righted the ship since then, all without Bryce Harper. And we'll get into the Bryce Harper injury update and where we're at with all that.
That's the thing. What if it's not too far-fetched that he is close? You know, Bryce, what if we get Bryce Harper back? Bryce Harper in good...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Bryce Harper shape. That's another thing. I just have so much faith that he'll be there when we need him.
It changes the whole complexion of the lineup. And to your point, the starting pitching, I mean, you just look at the last four starts of the guys you're talking about. I mean, we saw Luzardo go 6 1/3 shutout yesterday. We saw Ranger go 7 shutout in his last start, or 7-1 run. Sanchez 8-1 run. Wheeler 5 shutout on Friday. I mean, that starting four, you know, with Abel, Painter, Nola, that fifth spot, kind of figuring it out as we go. But really, when the playoffs start, I mean, even if Nola never gets back to where he is, even if Painter isn't what we hope, I mean, those four are those four. Like, theoretically, yeah. If guys stay healthy, you should have Wheeler, Suarez, Sanchez, and Lazardo in a playoff series. That's going to give you a shot in any series. Obviously, the bullpen needs work. You know, a decent weekend from the pen outside of Saturday, but they need work. But the bats starting to give you some hope, you know, and look, they still need to add. We know that, but you know, without Harper, I mean, Schwarber continues to put up MVP numbers.
He's masterful.
Trey Turner has been fantastic, man. Right. You know, we have probably not given him enough credit. It's hard to say it.
You know what?
He's running. Right. He's hitting. He's leading the league in hits.
And
his
defense has been
better. It's been better.
Better. But Kyle Schwarber, what a leader! A consistent, I mean, he's just a dominant baseball player. Kyle Schwarber, what confidence, and what we should feel so proud as a fan base about this guy. The way he does it, the way he leads that group of guys, man, I'm such a huge fan.
He's having an MVP type of season, and him and Turner really do deserve a lot of credit for being so good and so consistent without Harper in there. Because when Harper's not in there, I mean, the lineup, when you look at the lineup, and look, Bohm's been so much better. Stott, you know,
Alec
since
Bohm
the homer
is now batting
in Florida.
290.
Yeah, since
Alec
the homer.
Think about where he was.
Oh, totally.
And when I was saying he should be booted, Alec Bohm has come so
much
far
better. I mean, Brandon Marsh is hitting now. And you know, they're starting to really put it together. And again, look, we know the caveat hangs over this team. All that matters is what they do in the playoffs. Will they hit? Will they, you know, have the right approach offensively in the playoffs and all that? But, you know, so far, so good. I think you have to be happy with what you're seeing. And in terms of this team, you know, hurtling towards the trade deadline, you know, a little over a month away right now, they're really making the case that Dave Dombrowski, that the organization should invest in them, should say this team is worth giving up some of the maybe Justin Crawford or Mick Gable or whoever it maybe is.
And you were a little hesitant to say that.
I've been very hesitant. And this weekend has started to turn. I know it's just a series in the regular season, but I'm starting to turn with this
team.
Yeah,
it's time, man. It's time. This team is that good. They can be that team that pulls this off. I mean, the big thing.
And look, I thought about it a lot last night, and congratulations to the Oklahoma City Thunder for winning a championship after a process rise towards
youngest
it. You
team,
know, actually getting to
grown team.
They did the process. I mean, they did it. They did exactly what the Sixers did without saying it, without the fanfare. They traded Paul George for a bunch of draft picks. They started over.
They did it right.
They did do it right, but they did the same thing. But it worked. But congratulations to them. But I did watch that last night, thinking about an Indiana team that if Haliburton doesn't, and what a shame. I mean,
he came out
super hot, on fire, and it was about as disappointing an in-game injury for a non-Philly athlete as I remember in a long time. It felt like we got robbed of something last night.
Ryan Howard.
Sure.
Ryan Howard got all those injections in that ankle.
Yep.
And
it reminded me of Durant in the Golden State series. He had that injury earlier in the playoffs, and then they lose him the Kawhi one that he won. You see that. But it did make me think of, Tatum was lost for an Achilles there. We saw it in baseball last year, too. We see it every year in these sports where it does become a bit of a war of an attrition at the end of the season. And it gave me hope for the Phillies. I know that's kind of a weird thing, but it gave me hope to remind me, baseball can get weird at the end of the season. People get hurt. Things happen. You just got to get yourself in the dance with a real chance with a squad that has a shot. And I do think this Phillies team is good enough. I think they're at that level. They need some moves. But I'm starting to believe. 215-592-9494.
There was a stat yesterday was the 44th game this year where the starter's gone at least 6 innings.
Yeah, that's massive.
That leads Major League Baseball. Our starters, and you... To your point, our bullpen does need help. That is an area that must be addressed. If this team is going to go and win the World Series, which is the ultimate goal, of course, it needs help there. And, help, plural arms. So that's certainly the focus as wheels are turning. But, man, The starters are fantastic when you think about that. 44th game where the starter's gone 6 innings. That's depth. That's less need for bullpen help than those other teams.
Yeah,
the only
concern about that is when you get to the playoffs, you hope that those guys' arms aren't too burned out from pitching too much over the course of the season. You worry about managing those guys
how does that balance out?
Does the fact that you don't have bullpen arms mean that they keep guys in a little longer than they should and all that? So it does get to be a bit of a balancing act. But I agree with you. I think when you look at this team right now, looking at those four starters and what they have at the rotation should give you hope. That is something that could be a reason they win the World Series.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.